Kurt Ayal came away from a meeting with VMI administrators last year and made a firm decision.
I said, that's the last straw. Can't take it. I'm not going to do this. I have been treated shabbily.
Ayal and a half dozen colleagues in the English department felt they'd received unjustly negative job evaluations. The school dismissed their grievance, and now Ayal is the only one of the group still on faculty, technically, at least. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here with more.
Matt Chittum of the Roanoke Times writes about the latest chapter in this ongoing saga.
David, Professor Ayal says he has a contract for the coming school year at VMI, but he also says he won't do any teaching. Why not?
Matt Chittum reports that apparently a meeting was held between the professor and VMI officials in which VMI granted this professor a one-year paid leave of absence, a very rare occurrence in Virginia public universities.
Well, the VMI handbook says it's allowable when in the best interest of the school and the faculty member. Now, it seems he'll take that year to look for a job. And VMI, one would guess, is hoping it will end the whole episode and the story will go away.
It is not going away. In fact, it was the most clicked-on story this week in VA News.
David, also much clicked-on has been a story about the Henrico County School Board.
Sure. The story is written by Graham Mumaugh. He's a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Now, board member Diana Winston resigned after some questions came up about a contract her husband's company has to sell business cards and other materials to the schools. Then the board put Superintendent Patrick Russo on leave. It's not entirely clear why. Where does the story go from there?
Now it turns out, according to Mumaugh's report in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, that Winston, the school board member, and Russo, the superintendent, vacationed together with their spouses this summer in Italy. The trip came just before the school board was to review a possible contract extension for the superintendent. But another school board member, the chairwoman, Beverly Koch, she told the Times-Dispatch that she declined an invitation to go on the trip. She said the fact that the school board members have authority over the salary and contract of the superintendent played a role in her decision not to vacation with the superintendent.
Well, Mr. Winston, Joe Winston, has responded, and he says there was nothing improper in any of this and that there is no cause to think his wife is the reason he has a contract with the schools.
Friendships are friendships, he was quoted as saying in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. In fairness to Mr. Winston, he has been doing business with Henrico County and many of the other surrounding school districts for many years before his wife joined the school board.
And presumably the board will have more to say at some point, so we'll all stay tuned. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.